This is Micah Damon reading for Dr. Anna Sakari.
Chapter 5, A Feminist Teaches Writing Through Institutional Ethnography, written by Dr. Anna Sakari, read by Micah Damon. What you will learn in this chapter. In this chapter, you will learn about institutional ethnography as a research methodology and method of inquiry to investigate a recurring issue you see happening at work, school, any organization you belong to, any institution you belong to, where you do work. This chapter gives background on institutional ethnography, defines key terms and concepts you need to know and how you can apply this to your own work, explains how IE is relevant to the first year composition classroom and writing more broadly, gives tips on how to get started on a project using IE, and connects IE to feminism and institutional change. This chapter ends with discussion questions to help you talk about IE and primary research with others. Key terms: institutional ethnography, standpoint, social coordination and ruling relations, problematic, institutional discourse or texts, feminism. What is institutional ethnography? Did you ever find yourself at work wondering why things are the way they are? For example, perhaps you are working as an intern at a publishing company and you notice that it seems that the male-identified interns get more opportunities to work with the editors and working with authors, while the female-identified interns tend to the everyday, answering emails, make copies, run errands. You start wondering if it's just in your head, but you have been talking with the female interns who seem to all share similar experiences at this company. They're complaining about doing secretarial work when they wanted the opportunity to work with authors and learn about the editorial process. You want to investigate this experience further to see if other female-identified staff feel this way at this company, possibly at other publishing companies too. You want to be able to discuss the problems of female staff feeling passed over by their male colleagues with your supervisor. But you want evidence to back up your claims. Clear communication, research with significant findings and implications for change is necessary for you to make any legitimate case. However, you do not know where to start or begin, and you find yourself overwhelmed. This is where institutional ethnography would come in handy, and is a useful sociological method of inquiry to know and learn in first-year composition. As work is a central part of our everyday lives, and research shows we learn through writing and talking about writing through and with others. Institutional ethnography is a critical methodology that studies how things happen through the examination of our work processes and work activities. Work in IE can be defined broadly. It can include working at an institution or company, or mothering, or being part of a social organization such as a sorority or a student group. IE was first developed by sociologist and feminist Dorothy Smith for women and for people to better understand how our social relations and working activities are shaped for us. Important for readers to know is that Smith was involved in the 1970s feminist movement and participated in and learned more about consciousness raising. This is a process in which women/female-identified people met and shared common issues that occurred in their lives, both as part of a bonding and problem-solving process. This term is credited to feminist activist Anne Forer when she asked a group of feminists to share how they experienced oppression as women, as she needed it to raise her own consciousness. Smith was involved in these programs, learning from women their shared experiences with systems of oppression and power. This concept of consciousness raising and encouraging people, especially women and marginalized people, to speak from their own experiences is key to understanding IE and its aims, as IE asks for people to look up from their everyday experiences to understand how these experiences are linked to the translocal and organizes everyday experiences. The emphasis is on what people do, with work as a broadly conceived notion and what individuals say and know about their work as experts, that point to larger patterns of shared experiences to uncover institutional organizations of power that influence and shape such experiences. IE provides tools to examine our work and the institutional forces that shape what we do so that we can have knowledge and insight from data to reform and bring intervention to these spaces/institutions. IE draws on data collection methods typical in more traditional forms of ethnography: interviews, case studies, focus groups, textual analysis, discourse analysis, autoethnography, participant observation, and archival research. IE asks its practitioners, however, to look up from where they are, to map up in a way from just the personal to identify patterns. Two important scholars of IE, Marjorie DeVault and Lisa McCoy, describe the steps of IE research as this: A, identify an experience. B, identify some of the institutional processes that are shaping that experience. And C, investigate those processes in order to describe analytically how they operate as grounds of experience. IE is interested in examining how something happens, and there are five core concepts or tools to understanding IE that this chapter will briefly uncover: standpoint, social coordination, ruling relations, problematic, and institutional discourse or texts. Standpoint. Standpoint is drawn from feminist cultural materialism, and we can see the influence of the feminist consciousness movement most clearly rooted in this concept. The researcher in an IE project is part of the research experience. That is, they are participating in the work processes that they seek to discover/learn more about. Standpoint makes clear that the uniqueness of an individual shapes their experience and research narrative. So, for the female-identified intern at the publishing company in the earlier anecdote to this chapter, their experience with the company is different than the male-identified interns, but is similar to the female-identified staff, although their stories, too, are uniquely situated to them as individuals. Those who practice IE do so with the full knowledge that all knowledge is partial, grounded in material experience, the embodied and everyday work/way we live, and a reflection of social dynamics. Two writing studies scholars write about standpoint in their article, Institutional Ethnography as Materialist Framework for Writing Program Research in the Faculty Staff Work Standpoints Project. The uniqueness of individual experience, the researcher's personal experience or knowledge of a site and what has been gleaned from interviewing and observing, provides the guiding perspective for the research narrative produced. In the intern example, the female-identified intern wishes to seek out evidence on the treatment of female staff based on her experience and the discussions she has had and witnessed with her fellow female-identified staff. This research narrative is grounded in her experience, which is partial, embodied, and materially situated in IE. This is important as the researcher acknowledges their participation in the research and how their own experiences have shaped their research narrative and project. Social coordination and ruling relation. Social coordination is a unique core component to IE as it discusses how both institutions and individuals participate in everyday social relations. Institutions are social entities that are created by individuals who take up a similar practice. Examples: colleges, universities, hospitals, prisons, businesses. Institutions would not exist without social coordination and the relations/networks that people create, and yet they also shape the existing realities of relations. For example, the publishing company was created by a network of people who share similar interests in producing texts. In order for the publication of texts to occur, different relations and networks were formed within the company that produces different hierarchies in the company, with interns being on the lower end of the totem pole. Often, intern positions are unpaid with little incentives. Individuals constructed such hierarchies and yet struggle to understand how to untangle such hierarchies when they become problematic, as certain systems/networks in place have been set up forever. Social relations also impact the way a worker might respond to treatment at work. For example, the female identified staff of interns who have been complaining about their treatment have formed their own network within the larger network of the publishing company. As they complain, many recognize their place within the company. That is, they have very little power or say as interns. As this publishing company has professional codes and standards, a few of the female-identified staff are afraid to speak out, fearing that this will be seen as causing trouble at work. Understanding the complex social relations involved in work processes is important for those wanting to do IE research. How does one give voice to those who feel powerless and marginalized, especially if the researcher is part of that social network? What are the risks that are involved? It is also important to think about how social relations created these conditions in the first place. How does the treatment of women in society, historically and locally, play a role in the treatment of women in the workplace, more specifically, the publishing industry, and even more specifically, at this one publishing industry? How does the national context shape the treatment of female-identified staff? How does the local? And how might this study help other female interns in the future, given the complex web of social coordinations? These are important questions to consider, and examining power dynamics within social relationships and networks is key in IE through the third core concept, ruling relations. Ruling relations are that extraordinary yet ordinarily complex set of relations that connects us across space and time and organizes our everyday lives. Ruling relations delineate and draw on complexes of power and authority and put into focus hierarchies within institutions, such as position/rank and expertise. They also reflect ideologies, histories, and social influences. The female-identified intern also observes that many of her supervisors are white, male-identified, although her immediate supervisor is female-identified. She begins to do research on the different positions within her company and who occupies which position, as she considers the experience of the female interns and their concerns. Who is being promoted and what social influences might impact who is getting opportunities? How do the male-identified interns feel about their work? IE allows for the researcher to tease out these complex power dynamics and work through the nuances and coordinations of hierarchy.